We're doing Gemara Brachas Chafav Amud Aleph, about six lines from the top. Amav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, maybe in the name of Rav. Minayin Birkat HaMazon L'Achreya Min HaTorah. How do we know that binging is biblical? Shenemar V'Achalta V'Sabbatta V'Ochta. You will eat, you will be satiated, and you will bless. So you see that it's talking about bread previously in the pasuk. Eretz Asher Lo V'Miskanut Tochal Ba Lechem. And then it says, V'Achalta V'Sabbatta V'Ochta. So you see, you have to binge. And that's a biblical obligation. Minayin LeBirkat HaTorah L'Fanei Min HaTorah. How do you know that you have to make a blessing before eating, before learning Torah? How do you know that that is biblical? Shenemah, the verse says, Ki Shem Hashem Ikra, Habugodel Eloheinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I declare Hashem's name, you give greatness to Hashem. Explains Rashi. Ki Shem Hashem Ikra, Ki Sheba Moshe Liftach B'Divrei Shira. Moshe is about to begin the song of Ha'azinu. Amar lehem liYisrael, he says to Israel, Ani avarech tchila, v'atem anu acharai amen. I will make the blessing, and you respond in amen. Ki shem Hashem ekra bibracha, when I call out Hashem's name in blessing, atem avogodel elokeinu b'amen. You give greatness to our God in saying amen. So this Rashi gives us tremendous insight. It tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said Birchas HaTorah before saying the Shira. So was it the first thing he did in the morning? He hadn't learned yet that thing? Secondly, we have to wonder, when it says Min HaTorah, does that mean it's biblical? Dvar Torah doesn't have to mean biblical. Min HaTorah, well, it's a good question. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Achronim, whether Birchas HaTorah is biblical. So the Gemara asks us, how do I know Birchas HaTorah is biblical? Because Moshe recounts how he said Birchas HaTorah before he taught the Jewish people Torah. So when you recount something in story form, that makes it a mitzvah? That's not so clear. Next. The bracha is called Shem Hashem Ikra. I will call Hashem's name. That's how you define a bracha. And lastly, answering amen is called giving greatness to Hashem. Havu godel Elokeinu. So there's a lot to be discussed here in the definition of a bracha, the definition of an amen. We have to point out that in Birchas HaTorah, there are at least two and quite possibly three different blessings. We know that blessings are divided into Birkot HaMitzvot, a blessing prior to the performance of a mitzvah. Sheh kidushonu b'mitzvosu v'tzivonu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, Birkat HaMitzvot. V'harev na Hashem Elokeinu divrei Torotcha b'finu would seem to be a prayer. Hashem, please make the Torah sweet. And then the third blessing, Asher bachar banu mikol amim, would seem to be shevach. L'chora, there's a blessing, a prayer, and praise. Which one are we talking about here? Which one is the biblical one? If Min HaTorah means biblical? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, back to the Gemara. What? He said many points. Some are in the Rishonim. The last point is in the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan gleans it from a Gemara we saw earlier. But say that. And I think we discussed it there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, namanim b'rikat HaTorah L'Achreya Min b'rikat HaMazon mikal v'chomer. We learned the obligation to make a blessing on the Torah after you learn Torah from Birchas HaMazon, from a Kal V'Chomer. So you guys know that a Kal V'Chomer makes it biblical, right? The great Ramban on the Rambam in the second Shoresh we've been spending so many weeks on. So you guys know this, that's biblical, okay? V'Birkat HaMazon lefoneh min Birkat HaTorah mikal V'Chomer. And Birchas the blessing before eating food is derived from Birchas HaTorah with a Kal V'Chomer. Birkat HaTorah L'Achreya, making a blessing after learning Torah, min Birkat HaMazon mikal V'Chomer. That could be derived from benching Kal V'Chomer. Uma HaMazon shentun lefanav tun l'acharav. The Torah doesn't obligate one to make a blessing on food before eating it. The Torah says, after you've eaten, make a blessing. So food gets a blessing after it, but not before it. Torah shtunah lefanav. Torah, you have to make a blessing before learning Torah, So then, isn't it certain that it should require a blessing after? And you could learn making a blessing before eating food from Birchas Torah with a Kal Vachomer. If Torah does not require a blessing after learning Torah, it doesn't say it. The Torah only tells us to make a blessing before learning Torah. So biblically, it doesn't say overtly you have to make a blessing after learning Torah. And nonetheless, you do it. It does say in the Torah you make a blessing before learning Torah. If you have to make a blessing after food biblically, so certainly make a blessing beforehand. The Gemara says, hey, you could refute that. Food is something you enjoy. And Torah you don't.
How do you know when Torah is finished, though?
It can enter food, and it was already wanted, like, or it's available. When it comes to Torah, you must do the mitzvot, whether you like the mitzvot, whether you don't like the mitzvot, whether you like all Malchut Hashem or not. The other Hashem Elokecha, it doesn't mean that everybody loves Hashem with all their heart. Some mitzvot you do it because you must do it, right?
Don't. So you guys are asking good questions. There's a lot to discuss. Let's just finish the two dots. Umale Torah shken chei olam, and Torah is different than food because Torah is eternal life. Ve'ot nan alam zon mevech lacha ve'nom vech lefanav. And you see, the Mishnah clearly says that the blessing after food is biblical because a Baal Keri does make the blessing after food and not the blessing before. And we said this is the great source that blessing before food is rabbinic. Tuvta, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan has been disproved. I do not have the time to answer your questions. I don't know all the answers, but we're also out of time. I want to leave you with one thought. It seems that the Jerusalem Talmud held that when you concluded a mitzvah, you'd make a bracha. That when they take off their tefillin, at the end of the day, they'd make a bracha taking off the tefillin. And maybe that fits in with Rav Yochanan, who is the compiler of the Jerusalem Talmud, who seems to indicate over here that you make a blessing after you've finished learning Torah.